Lately, I have been teaching my grandson about taxes. Call me a homeschool grandpa, I guess. The best way is to eat 40% of their ice cream cone.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, money isn't everything. We also have credit cards, debit cards, bank cards, Interact, Apple Pay, money orders, traveler's checks, and personal checks. Do you remember checks? I loved the thrill of opening a birthday card and discovering a crisp white slip of paper nestled inside with my name on it, signed by Grandpa or Grandma. It was a promise, an ironclad guarantee that cash awaited me at the bank. All I had to do was sign my name and accept the money. But who uses checks anymore? Well, more people than you think do. Writing checks may be less popular than it once was, but 54% of Americans still wrote a check in the past year, according to the banks. And 87% of millennials are still cashing checks from their parents. I'm kidding. But 23% of Gen Xers report still using checks on a monthly basis. And over 30 million North Americans wrote checks last year, totaling well over $30 trillion. But checks are clunky, you say. Why doesn't Grandma just send cash? Plus, if I misplace one and find it months or even years later, is it still any good? Well, on average, a bank won't accept a check that's older than 6 months. You can give it a try, but you'll likely have to call Grandma and beg her to write a replacement. The reasoning is simple. By then, the account could be closed or have insufficient funds. The check may become rubbery and bounce. Is there a check that will never bounce? A promise that never goes out of date? Consider the enduring promises of God. I'm told that the Bible has 8,810 of them, and that He promises to honor each of them. Here are just three. God will forgive us. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We all make mistakes and struggle with sin, but the promise of God's forgiveness offers hope and redemption. Acknowledge our sins and turn to God in repentance. He is faithful to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This promise is a testament to the boundless mercy and grace of our Heavenly Father, providing a path to healing and restoration for our weary souls. Second, God will provide for us. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Few things cause more worry than finances, health, or the future. Yet God promises to meet all our needs, not all our wants, not without challenges, but we can trust Him to provide what we really need in His time and His way. Promise number three, God will be with us. Over and over He says so. And when Jesus bid a final goodbye to His disciples, He left their ears ringing with these beautiful words, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Are you facing some challenges today? As you go, remember these promises. Let them sink deep into your heart. Know that God forgives us, provides for us, and that He will be with us. These are promises we can bank on even when we're living at a time when we pay $40 for the $20 haircut we used to get for 10 bucks back when we had hair.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.